KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hlene Di and the Woosh Kitan of the Occoquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for mistakes and gunash chish for your patience as we learn.
Hanson Gress, Ka eat with the Shu Yi, where Kashuk are ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikak gunshish.
You're tuned into Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is the gorgeous Gigi Monroe. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Shelley. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. It's been a while since we had you on the show. How's your year going?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It has been a while and I've missed you so much. But I'm staying busy and doing lots of drag here. So it's a good time for an update.
Well, great. I'm looking forward to hear what you've got coming up for us. So since Halloween is over and Election Day is too, more or less, I don't know what we're going to do now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are headed into winter and the days are getting shorter and darker and colder and all of that good stuff. But we still have our monthly drag shows that people can tune into online that we've been doing since April.
And how do we find out about those? How do we tune into them?
You can find out more information on my Facebook page at Gigi Monroe, G-I-G-I-M-O-N-R-O-E. And I always post the event invite as well as it's promoted with the local cast, of which our next show has a cast of 11 performers. And then I stream live on my YouTube channel and my Twitch channel. And it's a lot of fun. People comment in the chat during the whole show and performers talk to other people watching. And it's a really fun, interactive atmosphere. It's not just watching the videos, which is really fun.
And everybody's performing from the comfort of their own homes for the most part?
Yeah. So they're basically, every month, what happens is I send out a call and people sign up who want to participate in the show. And, you know, I have about 30 people in the drag family right now. So we have drag queens, drag kings, people who perform as both or something else entirely. And they sign up for a spot and then they make a video. So they're filming and editing, sometimes hiring an editor and a camera operator and producing an original interpretation or performance of, you know, any song or a medley of music that they choose. So it's that's how we've transitioned from the live stage to the virtual stage. You know, so it's this whole new medium for expression, but it's still that same spirit of drag. And of course, like the looks are there, but you're going to find videos that are filmed in nature, down at the waterfront or out at the glacier or just, you know, in front of a green screen in somebody's bedroom where they're then digitally editing that video to look like they're on a beach somewhere or whatever the exact video calls for. So there's a lot of different creative styles that have come about. And then I host the show live from my home and I introduce the videos and talk about the performers and other things going on locally, you know, that month and try to keep people up to date and chat with people. And it's just, it's a really fun and unique virtual show to watch.
tipping is a traditional part of a live drag show. How do you do yes. that virtually?
Yes, yes, yes. That is a very important part of the drag shows. And so, you know, we've just gone to e-tipping, you know, virtual tipping. So what we do is instead of selling tickets to the show or having like a cover charge at the door, we accept a cast donation. And so that cast tip kind of substitutes a ticket price and everybody splits that. And then you can also tip the individual performers during their video. So when they're performing, when their video is on, you'll see the video and then you'll see like a bar at the top or the bottom of the screen that has their address on Venmo or PayPal. And you can tip that individual during their number to show them some extra love.
That sounds easy enough.
So what... yeah, I'm pretty proud of the audience. They've really like, you know, everybody has downloaded the Venmo app on their phones and they're like, they're figuring it out. So it's working.
I know that there have to be a lot of challenges associated with performing drag virtually, but what are some of the fun parts about it?
Well, the best part about it is that you can really take your time and craft the scene exactly how you want it to be. You know, you don't get that opportunity in a live performance. And that's some of the things that, you know, one of the things that we love about live performing. But at the same time, you have this new freedom, you know, to make something look exactly how you want it to look. And so I think the videos represent, you know, some of the best of our local performers because they've really been able to invest the time and the effort in creating that, you know, that perfect visual expression.
And do you still bring in performers from outside of Juneau and outside of Alaska?
Yeah, we have a few times. For my birthday show in July, we had Nyoki Fatale, who's my blood nephew, who is also a drag queen from Providence, Rhode Island. And then one of my best friends, delighted to be here from New York City, who's been to Juneau a number of times, just joined us in September. And then we've had guests from Fairbanks and Anchorage as well. And so, yeah, we're trying to keep that element alive. And of course, it's a lot easier to bring somebody to town virtually.
That's true. Another advantage. So when is the next show and who will be some of the performers and will there be any sort of theme?
Yeah, we have, other than Halloween, we have avoided set themes just to give the cast total creative freedom. So they can really come up with anything that they're drawn to do. And I think especially in this time, during the pandemic in 2020, with all that's going on, narrowing people's expression right now does not really feel like the right thing to do. So, you know, they have complete freedom. And the next show is 2 weeks from today. It's at 8 o'clock on the Friday the 20th. And there's no theme and there's 11 performers, about half and half kings and queens. And we're really excited. We have a new queen who just got to town a few months ago and she has jumped right in. Her name is Luna, very like Juno friendly name.
Yeah.
It's like every other dog I meet is named Luna.
I was just thinking of a dog named Luna.
Well, so now there's a drag queen named Luna in town. And she's great. She's a young kid and full of energy and creativity. So we're excited about that. And, you know, it's been fun because the cast here, they participate in about every other show. So it's always a nice mix of people and people rotate in and out as they have time to produce these videos, which are really, you know, huge projects to undertake.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So next Friday, the 20th, November 20th, 8 p.m., we can connect via your Facebook page or your Twitch channel and see the performance. 11 performers, including a new Luna. That sounds great.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
and then I've done one other thing lately. Yeah. just a couple months ago, I launched an additional monthly show called Brunch Babes. And it's a collaboration between myself and two of my friends who are queens in Anchorage and Fairbanks. And so the three of us get together once a month, and we're all live at the same time. So when you log on, you'll see our three screens, and we put on a brunch show. So it's an hour-long show. It has an opening production performance where the three of us are performing live all together at the same time. And it's mm-hmm. you know, with all the challenges that go with that, it's really fun. And then we do like some recipes, and we make drinks and a little food thing. And, you know, we talk about what's going on in the community, current events, and, you know, do a little gossip and dish session. And we're really just trying to build this statewide drag scene and network. So, that next show is coming up a week from Sunday on the 15th.
All right. Well, every once in a while on Juno Afternoon on Fridays, we try to do a segment called Foodie Friday. So I'm glad we're talking about Brunch Babes, because one of the things I know that you'll share is a recipe for a mimosa, the classic, and some variations. So I was wondering if we could talk about
yes.
that.
Yes, of course. So, you know, We definitely love making a cocktail during a brunch show, but we also love making mocktails and, you know, totally understand that alcohol is not part of everybody's life. So we're really, really try to be inclusive of that. So for a classic mimosa, you know, it's really, it's champagne and orange juice, right? That's the basic. You can start there with the basic level, and that's perfectly fine. And you really adjust the amounts of each one according to your taste. So I'm not the biggest fan of orange juice or really sweet drinks or whatever. So I prefer more champagne in mine than orange juice, but some others may prefer the reverse. But I also like to make it more interesting by using other juices besides orange juice. Or maybe part orange juice and part grapefruit or a cranberry. There's all different, I mean, you can make it even crazier with like pomegranate juice. I probably wouldn't do prune juice, but just about any other one, I think you could get away with. And I think that would be really fun. And then of course, for a non-alcoholic version, and I have this all the time myself, is like a kombucha-based mocktail. So any flavor kombucha, I mean, there's like every flavor now, especially some of our local ones, you know, Devil's Club in it and Spruce Tip kombucha and all of that stuff. It's always really fun. So you can use some of that. And then I like to cut it with a little bit of club soda, just to make it extra bubbly and not as intense. And so I think that makes a very lovely sparkling beverage for brunch.
Those are wonderful ideas. I too like to cut the OJ with like LaCroix or seltzer or something like that.
Oh yeah, totally.
Maybe a drop of grenadine in there. I think I'm thinking more of like a tequila sunrise. But
hey, I think that's mimosa adjacent.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Well, and I saw that there's a nice list of mimosa ideas on the Facebook event page for Brunch Babes. But who are the Brunch Babes? You said it was yourself. And who are the other two?
Yeah, it's Golden Delicious from Anchorage, who is a fierce bearded queen, who is a community activist and is always just using her platform and platform shoes to you know, fight for social justice and make a statement and just be out loud and proud and beautiful. And so it's been really great to have her as a co-host. And then in Fairbanks, we have Lamia, who actually lives in Juneau part of the year, works for the legislature. And the rest of the year, she is working on building the drag community in Fairbanks. So she is, you know, young and full of energy and has a really unique perspective. So the three of us coming together, it's kind of like the drag version of The View, like a little talk show. We all have different personalities and, you know, different perspectives. And it's kind of a way for people to see, like, behind the scenes, chat with drag queens, and get to know people a little bit more than just their onstage persona.
I love it. I have had some of the best times at drag brunch, and I think this is actually a very creative compromise.
Yeah, you know, we miss everybody so much. We miss getting together and performing live and all of that. We know everybody misses it too. So, you know, this is a way, it's totally free. You know, of course, you can participate in tipping virtually, but it's not required. And we just really want to provide people an outlet for some fun and some lightheartedness amidst a really challenging year for a lot of different reasons.
Oh, don't get me started.
So we're trying to, We're trying to, continue our tradition as drag queens and kings and just offer entertainment and a unique perspective on life and encourage people to just keep loving themselves and loving each other. And encouraging everyone to, you know, just know that we will get through all of this together.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Gigi Monroe. Those are excellent words to wrap up on. And I'm really glad that you found this outlet for continuing to perform drag despite all the restrictions that we're facing this year. So thanks so much. So next virtual drag show, Friday, November 20th, 8 p.m. And drag brunch is Sunday, November 15th. And what time was that again?
At noon.
At noon. Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to share with us today, Gigi?
I don't think so. Thanks for having me, Shelley. And I hope everybody stays safe and warm and don't lose hope. We're all in this together.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And please take care. See you around.
Thanks, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye.